Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
And on this summer-like day, we're going to do a roundup of the school budget votes that occurred yesterday around the state. We take a look at, well, most, at least, it seems, even around the state, passed yesterday. We're taking a closer look at our region.
Yeah, it's a good morning if you're a superintendent of a school board. A school budget scored widespread approval Tuesday as dozens of budgets across the capital region sailed through with wide margins. City school districts in the big three cities in this area, Schenectady, Albany, and Troy, all passed, as did budgets in the area's big suburban districts, Shenandoah, Bethlehem, Niskayuna, Guilderland. In fact, rejected budgets anywhere in New York State are hard to find, although there are a few if you look hard enough. The local budgets largely maintain or add slightly to existing programs, but a handful of exceptions exist. In Chalmette and Gloversville, for example, they are cutting hundreds of thousands of dollars in programs and staff and dipping into reserves to balance their budgets. On the other hand, Schenectady's over $7 million state increases allowed it to expand student services, create over 60 new positions, and cut the tax levy by over 2%. This year's school budgets come against the backdrop of the latest state budget in years, but state lawmakers finalized their own budget in time for school boards and district officials to circle in on final proposals with state aid numbers in hand. Statewide, school budgets boosted spending an average of 2.3% this year and raised taxes an average of 1.69%. That's according to an analysis by the Association of School Business Officials. There were some tight budgets. Chalmette, which is in Schenectady County, had one of the tightest budgets in the area. They cut $800,000 in programs and used another $800,000 in savings to balance their budget. And despite that, they still had to cut two teaching positions and reduce spending on BOCES program. Gloversville also had some problems. They had to trim programs and eliminated four high school teachers and reduced BOCES spending. But widely across the region, districts found themselves in a position to support restorations of previously cut positions or add or expand programs. Boston Spa, for example, is reinstating unfilled positions, including a full-time orchestra teacher and a technology teacher. Schoharie is establishing a new reading intervention program, and Cobleskill Richmondville is maintaining spending despite raising its tax levy less than 1%. Orders at the Shen School District approved a $169 million budget with about $47 million in state aid. The district plans to hire more faculty, including elementary school teachers at buildings that have high enrollment numbers, as well as a high school math teacher.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays from the news in our region. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks.